Okay, so imagine like building a dictionary, and it's not like climbing a mountain. It's more like using a really good app. What if you could access it from anywhere and like work on it with other people?
Absolutely.
We're diving into a new tool today that's trying to do exactly that, Fieldworks Lite.
It's really ambitious to try and simplify something that's traditionally been so complex.
Yeah.
We've got info straight from the developers, the Fieldworks Lite webpage, and we even listened to their webinar yesterday, March 27th, 2025.
Oh, wow.
We really want to understand Fieldworks Lite in this deep dive,
Okay.
what it offers, who it's for, and why everyone's talking about it.
And the team behind it is pretty cool. It's Tim Hosdyke in Austria, Kevin Hahn in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and Robin Munn. They're even getting feedback from Alex, a linguist in Peru.
That's great.
Now, for those who know language tech, Fieldworks Lite is from Zessel. It's the next step after Language Forge, which had problems with offline access and old tech.
I see.
So it wasn't really reliable.
Right.
The goal is to make simpler and more modern tools, not just to replace full Fieldworks, but also older tools like WeSay and Language Forge.
If you look at the bigger picture, they're trying to move past the limits of those old systems.
Okay.
WeSay was only for Windows and Language Forge, even though it was meant for online work, didn't work well offline.
Right.
So what were the main ideas behind making Fieldworks Lite?
The main goals are really cool. Cross-platform is huge.
Absolutely.
Right now it's on Windows, Linux is in alpha. They're working on Android, iOS, and Mac versions. Imagine working on your dictionary project on your phone.
During your commute.
Exactly.
That's
Then there's
amazing.
offline use, really important for people without good internet. Collaboration is key too. Seeing changes from others in real time. And get this, it remembers every change to every entry.
Whoa, that's like a super detailed history.
Yeah.
That history feature is really interesting. Imagine you could see how the meaning of a word changed over time. You could do some really in-depth analysis,
Right.
something you couldn't do with other systems.
Yeah.
So let's get into the details.
Okay.
What is Fieldworks Lite actually like to use?
Developers call it a slimmed down companion application for Fieldworks projects. I think slimmed down and companion are the important words there.
I see.
It's all about speed and ease of use for everyday tasks.
Gotcha.
And this is where it gets interesting. There are two ways to use it.
Two ways.
First, you can edit your existing Fieldworks projects on your computer.
So it's like a new interface for your current setup.
Exactly.
Interesting.
The second way is more like the future.
Okay, tell me more.
It's a new project format that syncs with Lexbox.
Lexbox.
You remember Lexbox, right?
Yeah.
The new cloud server that replaced Language Depot.
Right.
This connection to Lexbox is what makes it so powerful. You can use it on your phone sync in real time and have that full history.
So it's like a modern cloud-based way to work.
Yeah,
It might be
very.
called Lite, but it sounds pretty advanced.
Right.
So what kind of editing can you do in Fieldworks Lite right now?
That's a good question. Right now, it's focused on the basics. Editing the main word, the different meanings of that word, and example
The
sentences.
core stuff.
Yeah. There's also some support for part of speech and semantic domain,
Semantic domain.
which are basically categories of meaning. You assign those to each meaning. But if you need to do more complex changes, like creating a whole new part of speech for your language, you'll still need to use the full Fieldworks application.
So they're focusing on the most common tasks first.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
What about organization?
Yeah,
Does
go
it
ahead.
have ways to filter or sort information?
I'd hope so.
Yeah, it has basic filtering. In the webinar, they showed filtering the entry list to only show words with chicken. But you can only sort entries alphabetically by the head word right now. They said they're thinking about adding more sorting options based on feedback.
That's good.
Oh, and there's a button that shows exemplar characters.
Exemplar characters. What are those?
They're like key characters for the language you're documenting.
I see.
So you can filter entries based on those important letters or symbols.
That's handy.
Yeah.
And we can't forget that history tracking,
Yeah.
it's more than just a list of who changed what,
Right.
right? So tell me more about that.
They really stressed that history is saved for every entry and every meaning. It saves every little change. This means you can see how a word's definition and use changed over time.
Powerful stuff.
There's also a history for the whole project. It gives you an overview of all the recent
So
activity.
you can see everything that's been going on.
Yeah, the developers even joked that it looks a bit nerdy right now. But The data is really detailed.
That's what matters.
So what's coming up next for Fieldworks Lite?
Yeah, what can users look forward to?
They're redesigning the whole user interface.
Oh, that's good to hear.
The current one is a bit of a prototype.
I see.
It's been around longer than they planned.
Okay.
They showed a preview of the new UI and it looks way better.
How so?
It's cleaner, more intuitive, and easier to use.
That's great.
They're also adding more common filters.
Like what?
Things like finding entries with missing meanings or no part of speech assigned.
Very useful.
Custom fields are a priority too.
Those are essential for a lot of people.
Yeah. And they're adding support for audio writing systems and variant.
Inchessence.
Different forms of words.
Gotcha.
So it seems like they're really listening to feedback.
Definitely.
And focusing on what users need.
Yeah.
Why did they even decide to create Fieldworks Lite in the first place?
Yeah. Why not just update the old tools?
What we say was Windows only.
Right.
No plans to change that.
And Language Forge.
Language Forge was tough to use offline. And it was built with old tech.
I see.
They felt they needed a fresh start.
To really address those issues and build something modern.
Exactly. They talked about carefully evaluating everything, weighing updating versus starting fresh.
Tough decision.
Yeah. We say in Language Forge had too many limitations.
So they went for a whole new approach.
Exactly.
So who is Fieldworks Lite for?
They're aiming for a few groups.
Okay.
First, basic users.
People who might not know all the linguistic terms.
Right.
That can be intimidating.
They want to make it easier for more people to create dictionaries.
Makes sense.
They also see it as a tool for expert Fieldworks users.
People who already know the system.
Yeah, who want a faster interface.
Gotcha.
And finally, linguists who need to work on the go.
Using their phones or tablets through that Lexbox sync.
Exactly.
So it's about accessibility for newcomers and efficiency for pros.
Yeah.
All while embracing mobile work.
That's a big goal.
It is.
Let's talk about some specific features.
Yeah, we touched on a few, but what else stands out?
Cross-platform availability is a big one.
For sure.
Both now and in the future.
Yeah.
Working on different systems is important.
Absolutely.
Offline usability is key too.
For those without reliable internet.
Exactly.
Really.
Can't forget that. Real-time collaboration for Lexbox projects is a game changer.
How so?
Imagine teams working together on dictionaries instantly.
Wow, that's powerful.
And they made saving changes really easy.
Okay, how?
As soon as you move your cursor out of a field, your changes are saved.
Automatically.
Automatically.
Wow, I'll save a lot of time.
Definitely, especially on big projects.
You mentioned project locking earlier.
Yeah.
Can you explain how that works?
Sure.
Go ahead.
To avoid problems,
yeah.
If you have a project open in Fieldworks Lite, you can't open the same project in full Fieldworks.
At the same time.
Right.
That makes sense.
But sometimes you need the full power of Fieldworks. So there's a button in Fieldworks Lite.
Okay.
That lets you open the entry you're looking at directly in Fieldworks.
Interesting.
And when you do that, it closes the project in Fieldworks Lite.
Smart.
So it manages the two tools well.
Yeah.
Keeps things smooth.
What about starting a new project?
Okay.
Or sharing changes with others using Lexbox.
Right now, you still need to use full Fieldworks for those things.
For managing the project itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fieldworks Lite is mostly about editing and working together once the project is set up.
Gotcha.
It's still in beta, though.
Right. We should mention that.
What should people know before trying it out?
Yeah. What are some important considerations?
The biggest thing is to expect some bugs.
It's beta software, after all.
Exactly. Things might not be perfect yet.
Right.
The developers want feedback on what's not working.
You don't want to make it better.
Yeah. They also say to back up your project data.
Before trying the beta.
Just in case.
Always a good idea.
If you're already using Lexbox with Fieldworks,
yeah.
Your data is backed up regularly anyway.
So that's good.
What are some known issues in the beta?
Yeah. What are they aware of already?
They said reordering meanings and example sentences doesn't save properly yet.
Okay.
And some features, like custom fields, aren't ready yet.
Still in development.
Right.
So it's not a complete replacement for full Fieldworks yet.
Not quite.
How can people report bugs?
They have an email address, lexboxsupport@groups.sil.org.
Okay.
They ask for a screenshot of the problem.
So they can see what's happening.
Yeah. And they want you to attach the log files.
Log files.
Those files have important info.
Okay.
They even gave the file paths for Windows.
Wow. That's helpful.
They're usually in the local app data folders.
So people know where to find them.
Exactly.
They really want those files, not just copy and paste a text.
Yeah, the files have more detailed info.
Makes sense.
So how can people try Fieldworks Lite?
Yeah, where can they get it?
If you want to edit regular Fieldworks projects,
okay.
Just search online for Fieldworks Lite SEL.
That'll take them to the download page.
Right.
Easy enough.
You can also get it on Android through the Play Store.
Oh, cool.
For the full version with phone use and Lexbox projects, you need to email Lexbox support at groups.sil.org.
Okay.
And tell them how you plan to use it.
And so they can manage early access.
Yeah, and get specific feedback.
Gotcha.
We talked about the new interface.
Right.
Anything else worth mentioning about the beta?
Yeah. Are there any other cool features?
There's a dictionary preview mode.
What's that?
It shows you more details about each entry right in the list.
Like a sneak peek?
Yeah.
Nice.
You can also expand entries to see even more.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like how dictionaries look on websites like Webinary.
I see.
And if you hover your mouse over the field labels, it shows you the help text from the Fieldworks documentation.
That's really handy.
Yeah, it explains what each field is for.
Saves you looking it up.
Exactly.
What else?
You can link different meanings of a word together.
Okay.
To show how they're related.
That's a useful feature.
There's also a search function to find specific entries.
Of course.
And a little tracker that tells you when your changes are saved.
So you know everything's safe.
Right.
What about the future of Fieldworks Lite?
Okay.
What are their long-term plans?
Configurable permissions are a big one.
What does that mean?
You'll be able to control who can edit certain parts of the dictionary.
Like specific writing systems or fields.
Exactly.
That's important for collaboration.
They're also thinking about adding a tasks feature.
Like in WeSay.
Yeah, to help people focus on entries that need attention.
That's a good idea.
More sorting and filtering options are coming too.
Definitely needed.
And they might even move the main Fieldworks app to this new format eventually.
Whoa, that's a big change.
Yeah, it's a long-term goal.
What about variants?
Different forms of words.
Yeah.
Support for that is coming soon.
To know.
They see complex word forms as similar to variants.
Okay.
So they might be able to adapt that feature easily.
Makes sense.
But for advanced exports.
Like for the dictionary app builder.
Yeah, you'll probably still need to use full Fieldworks.
So Fieldworks Lite is focused on editing and collaboration?
Exactly.
What about managing contributions from multiple people?
Okay.
Will there be features for that?
They haven't ruled out administrator approval for edits.
Okay.
But right now they're more focused on using the history and comments.
To track and discuss changes.
Yeah, they think that's more flexible.
We'll name strict approval system.
Exactly.
They mentioned integration with other tools in the webinar.
Oh, yeah.
What was that about?
Fieldworks Lite can work as a Paratext 10 extension.
Paratext 10?
But it doesn't connect to Paratext's translation features yet.
Okay.
They're working on closer integration with the Paratext team.
So dictionary creation and translation could be linked.
Yeah, in the future.
That's exciting.
Any idea when the beta will be finished?
Yeah, when can we expect a final release?
They haven't said for sure.
Okay.
They said maybe summer 2025. It depends on how testing and development goes.
So no firm date yet.
Their next webinar is April 24th, 2025.
Okay.
It's about writing system technology.
Maybe they'll give more info about Fieldworks Lite then.
Possibly.
So what can people do if they want to get involved now?
Anyone can download it and start using it with their existing Fieldworks projects.
Oh, great.
For the full version with Lexbox and phone use, email lexboxsupport@groups.sil.org and explain how you'll use it.
That'll give them valuable feedback.
Exactly.
It sounds like Fieldworks Lite could really change things.
Yeah.
For language documentation and dictionary creation.
Definitely.
It could make everything more accessible, efficient, and collaborative.
To sum it all up.
Okay.
Fieldworks Lite is a promising new tool.
With a big goal.
Yeah, to make dictionary creation easier and encourage collaboration.
It's designed for both beginners and experts.
Right.
And you can use it in two ways.
For local projects or with Lexbox in the cloud.
It's all about flexibility.
And it's important to remember that it's still in development.
The beta phase.
Yeah, user feedback is crucial.
To shape its future.
So let's think about this.
Okay.
What if there was an easier way to document languages and create dictionaries?
Interesting question.
Would that help more communities and people protect their languages?
It could definitely empower them.
What could this technology do for you?
Yeah.
In your work or your interests?
It's something worth thinking about.
Definitely.
I think so too.